the street for a living. Pictures only begun. Got you under their thumb.
Top to you know, what we use on stage, but it's very, very special because if you can see,
yeah,
the numbers all go to 11. Look, right across the board, 11, oh, 11,
and most of
11,
and then amps go up to 10.
Exactly.
Does that mean it's louder? Is it any louder?
Well, it's one louder, isn't it? It's not 10. You see, most blokes, you know, be playing at 10. You're on 10 here, all the way up, all the way up,
yeah,
all the way up. You're on 10 on your guitar. Where can you go from there? Where?
I don't know.
Nowhere, exactly. What we do is, if we need that extra push over the cliff, you know what we do?
Put it up to 11.
11, exactly. One louder.
Why don't you just make 10 louder and make 10 be the top number and make that a little louder?
These go to 11.
Away. got a flaming heart, can't get my fill.
Tonight, here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage, our theme is called classical metal, and we are mixing up classical music with classic heavy metal, featuring Led Zeppelin's live triple CD album, How the West Was Won. We started off that set with Iron Maiden and The Number of the Beast from The Number of the Beast album. And then we heard from Mozart and the Bratislava Philharmonic Orchestra with the magic flute, Ein Mädchen oder Weibchen. And then Motorhead, Christine. And, well, Lemmy, who was the bass player and vocalist for Motorhead, their front man, yes. He had a quote that I thought was just really great. If you're going to be a friggin' rock star, go be one. People don't want to see the guy next door on stage. They want to see a being from another planet. They want to see somebody they'd never meet in ordinary life. And I think that's a thought well worth understanding as far as being a performer, not just a musician, but a performer in general. So my good friend and fellow AC/DC aficionado, Brian Honig, he's lent me a classic rock magazine that's basically about the last hours of AC/DC's first vocalist, Bon Scott, that last evening when he was out drinking and partying and, dying ultimately, choking on his own vomit in a car. Or at least that's the story that we've generally come to believe. But in line with that Lemmy quote, I think what I just say is, yeah, people want to see a being from another planet as a rock star. But, you know, you probably don't want to live with that kind of rock star. Certainly being Bon Scott's roommate or girlfriend, that seemed like it'd be not a very pleasant experience in the end. And then we also heard from Ozzy Osbourne, yeah, a message well worth repeating many times. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving, because people die that way. And we heard from Chopin, the Nouvelle Étude number 1 in F minor, and a bit from the Spinal Tap movie, the whole getting it up to 11, because that's one louder. But I did want to mention that on what many people consider to be the finest rock and roll amplifier ever, the Fender Bassman, in particular, the 5F6A model of 1958 through 1960, that actually had numbers that went up to 12 all across the board, way before the Spinal Tap movie and any of jokes about that. And that particular Bassman amp, besides itself being an incredible amplifier for rock and roll, it also served as the first model of Jim Marshall's amplifiers. And when I mean served as the first model, well, what I mean is that Jim Marshall basically had somebody worked for him, Ken Brand, take a Fender Bassman and copy it exactly. That first Marshall amplifier, according to somebody who actually examined that, it's not similar to a Fender Bassman. It's not inspired by a Fender Bassman. It is an exact copy of a Fender Bassman 5F6-A model. And then we also heard in there from Kiss and Black Diamond, and Led Zeppelin, another selection from How the West Was Won, the live version of Black Dog. And backing me up right now is Beethoven once again. This is Symphony number 7 in A major, Opus 92. Presto. So we're going to start off the next set with Jimmy Page, Led Zeppelin's guitarist, although this is not a Led Zeppelin piece that he's playing. Instead, this is something from one of several soundtracks that he, well, partially composed and performed. This is the soundtrack from Death Wish 2. And this is actually a Chopin piece, Frédéric Chopin, the prelude number 4 in E minor, Opus 28 that we're going to start off with. And we're going to be expanding things just a little bit, well, continuing classical music and classic heavy metal, but getting a little bit more into the metal, as we're going to be hearing from Blue Oyster Cult and Def Leppard and even Judas Priest in the next set. And as far as our classical music goes, we're also going to be hearing from Tchaikovsky, the Winter Dreams, Symphony number 1 in G minor, Opus 13, and also one of my favorite short Bach pieces, as performed by Wendy Carlos on a Moog synthesizer, the two-part invention in A minor. But first, let's start off this next set, yes, with Jimmy Page and Prelude from Death Wish 2. Here in the Tears of the God sound collage, only on WMFO in Medford.
Cut. Regarding intravenous to Milo. This tasteless cover is a good indication of the lack of musical invention within. The musical growth rate of this band cannot even be charted. They are treading water in a sea of retarded sexuality and bad poetry. Well,
that's nitpicking, isn't it?
Puzzles me is the makeup of your audience. It seems to be predominantly young boys.
Well, it's a sexual thing, really. It's, aside from the identifying that the boys do with us, there's also like a reaction to the female of the female to our music. What was
it? They're quite fearful.
Yeah,
it was my theory. They see us on stage with tight trousers. We've got, you know, armadillos in our trousers. I mean, it's really quite frightening, the size.
Yeah.
And they run screaming.
feel that playing rock and roll music keeps you a child? That is, keeps you in a state of arrested development?
No. I feel it's more like going to a national park or something. It's, you know, they preserve the moose. That's my childhood up there on stage, is that moose, you know?
So when you're playing, you feel like a preserved moose on stage?
Yeah.
Here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage, our theme is classical metal, as we mix up classical music with classic heavy metal music. Started off that last set with a piece by Frédéric Chopin, Prelude number 4 in E minor, Opus number 28. And that was performed by Led Zeppelin's guitarist, producer, composer, Jimmy Page, from his Death Wish 2 soundtrack. Well, for the movie Death Wish 2, he did the soundtrack. And then we heard from the Blue Oyster Cult. And I'm spreading this heavy metal definition pretty wide, particularly in that set. But Blue Oyster Cult with Astronomy from their Workshop of the Telescopes. And then Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 1 in G minor, Opus No. 13, Winter Dreams. Def Leppard followed that with Photograph. And 1 minute 13 seconds of Moog synthesizer magic from hundreds of years prior to that. Wendy Carlos performing Bach's two-part invention in A major from the switched on boxed set. And then we finish things off with some hot rockin' from Judas Priest. And backing me up right now is Beethoven as composer for his Symphony No. 2 in D major, Opus 36, the Allegro Molto. Well, we got about 20 minutes left before Chase Carson will be coming on with a time tunnel. Classic rhythm and blues, soul, funk, dance, disco from back in the day. And perhaps, as was last week, some really awesome dancehall reggae. So let's start our final set of this classical metal theme with Yngwie Malmsteen, a guitarist who perhaps more so than any other heavy metal-ish guitarist was really influenced by classical music and continues to be this day. Here is Yngwie Malmsteen and Evil Eye from his Rising Force album. And then we're also going to hear a lesser-known song from Rush's earlier days, Bastille Day. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is Geddy Lee for RAD. To many of us, drunk driving is something that other people do. Certainly not one of our friends or relatives would do such a thing. When you see someone who's had too much to drink, about to get into a car, urge them to give up the keys and find alternate transportation. Always choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives. You should, too.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
not even going to dignify that with a response other than shame on you.
Listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right, it's not just a radio program, it's a sound collage with audio clips from movies like This Is Spinal Tap, documentaries, political speeches like Bill Clinton testifying on the Monica Lewinsky scandal of the 1990s, which looks all very quaint from this perspective of what a presidency we have in 2018. And we began that previous set with Yigny Malmsteen and Evil Eye, then an early song from Rush, Bastille Day, from their Caress of Steel, and then Dvorak, Symphony No. 9 in E minor, Opus 95, and then Definitely not a heavy metal song from Led Zeppelin, something else, but a very cool cover from one of their BBC sessions. And right now, Beethoven is backing us up with a string quartet number 7, Opus 59. So Chase Carson's coming on with a time tunnel next, classic rhythm and blues, soul, funk, dance, and disco from back in the day, and maybe even some dancehall reggae. So last week at 11:25, I had finished up coming out of my music room playing my loud electric guitar, because that's what I wanted to do. And I turned on the radio to listen to Chase and get that Humphrey report and catch the jazz prelude before having my very late night dinner. And then I heard this incredible song that to me seemed to have a kind of like world beat, maybe with Middle Eastern and Asian influences, but it would turn out to really be dancehall reggae. But I was just so blown away by this amazing song that I actually went back to my stereo to check that I had Chase's show turned on. I thought maybe, oh, could this have been WMBR? But no, it was Chase, and yeah, what a T-O-K. Which is a Jamaican band from Kingston that had been described by the New York Times as the world's greatest dancehall reggae boy band. But great music from Chase, yes. And we're looking forward to more of that this evening from 10 until midnight. And so I hope to be back again next week. I may not be able to do that, but we'll see. In any case, stay safe. And remember, if you want to be a WMFO DJ, this Sunday, 5 p.m., Pearson 104, 62 Talbot Avenue, Word. I can even train you. Word. So think about that. Thanks. And here's Chase.